All right, today's Best Mix, Star 99.9, it is Kevin Begley, and I have Chaz, the Biggie Cream Puff Man. What's going on, Chaz?
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I am fantastic.
This is so great to be here.
Yes, so I'm so excited. I was saying this the other day to somebody. So I love the fall. It's my favorite season. And yes. When the Big E is approaching, that's my favorite part of the fall. It just feels so good. You know, the weather, even though it's still kind of warm out, you can just feel the Big E is like the kickoff of fall.
It kicks it off. That's exactly. I was just going to say, it really does kick off the fall in the New England area.
And it starts September 16th, this weekend, goes through October 2nd. If you haven't got tickets yet, you can get advance tickets. They're on sale now, thebigee.com. Or you can stop by your local Big Y World Class Market to get them too. But let's get to the important things. Cream puffs. Ooh. I want to know, what is the proper way, if there is a proper way, to eat the cream puff? Is it like a sandwich? Do you take one side off? Is there a proper way to eat it?
Yes, Kevin, you can. You take it, put one side down on your palm, the other with your fingers, press gently, turn clockwise,
okay,
and spread it open, and you'll have two, and then they'll be equal shares, and they're much easier to get down the old gullet that way than trying to bite them because they're too large to bite, and
right,
cream spills on you lose half of it. You can't do that. You want to take in the whole experience, right?
Exactly. I mean, so that's what I was going to say. They're like the size of my head. If I tried to eat it like a sandwich, it would...
So think of us twisting your head, and then we eat one half at a time.
Right, exactly. All right, perfect. So now I know when I eat 80 of these this weekend, I know how to do it the proper way.
You will do it. Trust me. You got it from the horse's mouth.
Chaz, are people surprised when they meet you that you're not 400 pounds? If they haven't seen a photo of you before, do you get that reaction from people?
Oh, yeah. I think they're looking for like a little bit of a Santa Claus type. And then I walk in and they're a bit shocked. But hey, I still sell the product and I endorse the product and I eat the product.
And that probably makes people eat more cream puffs because they're like, hey, if Chaz looks great, then maybe I should just eat more of these.
They know it's low calorie.
Right. Now, I know that the actual recipe for the Big E cream puff is secret.
Oh, very.
But is there one tip that you could give somebody? So once the Big E's over and until next year comes around and someone wanted to give it a shot at home, is there one tip to making a homemade cream puff?
Yeah, probably put your head on the pillow and cry because you're not going to be able to duplicate
right.
it. But other than that, the bakers take so much pride in this. The eggs come from a certain area. The vanilla comes from a certain area. It has to be blended a certain amount of time or you'll make butter. I mean, the ingredients, you would make a butter. So it has to be chilled a certain way. I mean,
it's like, it's almost science. I mean,
it really
going
is.
Into
and,
it.
And you know what, Kevin? You have 17 days and that's it. They're not sold anywhere
right.
else. And as we were talking before, it's the 100th year anniversary. So you better get them because some of these things don't come back every year. I mean, cream puffs do. But,
right.
you know, get there, get to the fairgrounds. As we were saying, the weather is going to be phenomenal.
This is the time to get. If there's ever a year to go. So if you haven't had a cream puff before, first of all, you're crazy and maybe can't be trusted. But this is. This is the weekend. This is the year to do it because it's the 100th.
It's the 100th year bash that you said. You said we kick off September 16th, this Friday. We go to October 2nd, 17 full days of rides, entertainment, food, new foods, the cream puff, the clears. We have great entertainment coming in like the ex-ambassadors, El
King. Oh, yeah,
King.
We love them. Yep.
Yeah, no, I know you do. And they're going to rock that house down there. They're going to be in the Xfinity stage on Friday, September 23rd. El King is there on actually Saturday, September 24th. So
nice.
You got great entertainment. The food is phenomenal. They're also something great for your listeners from young to old. A Big Y is joining with the Big E and they're doing a Farmarama, which is taking food from the ground to your plate.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
cool.
Very cool. I mean, it's going to be a huge exhibit. So there's something for everybody. And, you know, and like you say, the cream puffs, you got 90 acres to walk. You know, walk it off. So, you know, just get out
right.
there, eat them, and then walk.
Now, the cream puff is one of the signature foods at the Big E. How do you and the bakers prepare? How long does it take? How many do you have to make? How do you predict, like, how many you're going to need? What goes into that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think they know over the last 15 or so years, the crowds that have been coming in,
right.
They kind of prep for that. We sell about 50,000. And that, if you can believe that, in 17 days.
Wow.
So that's a vast number, and they're ready for that. So I guess, you know, predominantly going on past experience of what they need to prepare for, and they're ready. They're doing it now. As we speak, they're doing it.
Nice. Do you remember trying your first cream puff? The first time you ever tried it?
Yes, and it was glorious and heavenly. I would use other terms, but you know, this is a family show.
Right. It just gets better and better.
It's great. Did you have yours yet?
So I haven't had one yet.
I have one here in my pocket that you're going to have one. It's delicious. So I brought fresh ones, and you're going to have one.
So I was debating whether I should wait for the Big E or if I should just go all in and have one early.
Kevin, I'm here. We don't know what tomorrow brings. Eat it now. I have it.
It's true. I think I'm gonna succumb to the cream puff and have it early.
Trust me, indulge.
Now, what type of I'm drinking coffee right now, but what type of beverage goes best with a cream puff?
Well, you can't really ask me that because I'm a huge espresso man, so I like a nice little espresso with mine. But I think if you're doing coffee or milk, you're right on the mark.
Yeah, so espresso, that actually sounds great. I'll have to try that at some point in the next
Kevin,
few
how
weeks.
About I take you out tonight? And I'll bring a few cream puffs. We'll go to we'll hit a nice coffee shop. It'll be great.
We'll take some selfies.
You
must get so many selfie requests.
Oh, every photos. Place we go.
Yeah, it must be insane. You must have taken thousands.
It's crazy. People love when we come in. Radio, television, newspaper. It's, you know, we spread the wealth. We're bringing them something delicious. It's the fifth largest fair in the country. I don't know if you're aware of that. In the country, it's the biggest in New England, and it's just so exciting. The entertainment, the food, the people. And it's 17 days, and it's gone till next year. And like we were talking, it's the 100-year bash, and some things are coming, some things aren't coming back. So when you go, Kevin, try their new blueberry pierogi sundaes.
So I heard rumors of that, and I got very excited about it. So I'm gonna have to try that. The poutine, I'm excited about.
Yes.
The gravy cheese fry. Like, I can't wait for that too.
How about the new Spencer Trappist Bear Monk?
Trappist Bear
Monk made. Oh yeah, the monks make it. I screwed up the name. Trappist Bear. Oh, it's like unbelievable. You can only get it there. It's the best beer that monks make outside of Europe.
Oh, I'm definitely trying that. That might be my beverage of choice to go along with the cream puff.
It worked. You're over 21, right?
I am. Yes.
Then it
well
works.
Over 21. All right. Great. So, Chaz, thank you so much. I am so excited about the Big E this year. It's going to be a fantastic time. So we're going to eat a lot of cream puffs, and we're going to have a lot of good times this year.
you enjoy yourself. You look for me. And Kevin, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Chaz. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Today's best mix, Star 99.9.